Welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., where we'll be talking about what it's like being single and dating in your 20s and 30s. So let's get some wine and popcorn and get real about what it's really like. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., and I hope everyone out there is having an amazing day, amazing week, and if you aren't, I am sending you positive, positive vibes. What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody had a good turkey day, and you ate a shit ton of food, got high, got drunk, whatever. Whatever you did this holiday weekend, I hope you fucking enjoyed it. High on weed, if you are into other heavy drugs, that's your business, that ain't my business, but anyways, we're very weed and alcohol driven on this podcast. We're very pro that on this podcast, but if you didn't know, I hope everyone had a good holiday. No one suffered from the dreaded, why are you single, honey? Why? You're such a good catch. Why are you single? I hope you didn't have to suffer through those. I dodged a couple bullets this year, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited that I didn't have to have that dreaded ass conversation where you're literally like trying to explain like, no, like I'm actually legitimately happy, like fucking by myself. Like I don't need a relationship to either, you know, either ruin my happiness and make it worse or be in a situation where I'm not particularly wanting that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to force a situation if I don't need it to happen, right? In order to appease, like, you know, a family member, whatever, that wants me to be, like, taken and doing all that bullshit. But anyways, I was literally thinking about, so, you know, we're heading into a new year, 2022. I literally feel like it's 2019 about to be 2020 because, you know, 2020 is a fucking blur. And so is 2021, kind of, because I just feel like it's just been shit shows after shit shows. Yeah, it's just been a lot. But it's just been a lot. So I was thinking, like, you know how difficult it is, like, obviously dating is so fucking difficult, like, hello, welcome to, like, episode, like, 40-something, like, we're here now, you know, we've established how difficult fucking dating is. However, I was thinking about how, you know, back in the day, when I was, I would say in my early 20s, I was, like, very heavy on, you know, meeting guys out. But I felt like my approach when I met guys out was, you know, I would go out with friends, we'd get pretty drunk, I'd make, you know, goo-goo drunk eyes at a guy, he'd make it back to me, we'd connect that way, and then it would go from there, right? Which I thought was a pretty cool way, like, I like meeting in person rather than obviously meeting online. Meeting online, I feel like there's pros and cons to meeting people online, and then obviously there's pros and cons to meeting someone in person, right? But I kind of want to get into, you know, all the nitty gritty of all that shit, right? So the great thing I feel like, obviously, about meeting a person, you physically see what they look like. You can get a taste of their, I said taste, oh my God. You can get a feel of their voice, okay? It's always that one time when you're talking to somebody and say, like, you're talking to a guy online and, like, everything's going so smoothly and then the one thing that fucking sucks about him is his fucking voice. And I'm, like, I'm really big on voices and this is, like, not to sound, I don't know if this is coming off shallow. It might, if this makes me shallow, I guess, whatever, but, like, I feel like voices are big because this is something I'm going to be talking to all the time. Like, if me and you are together and we're talking, like, I'm going to have to withstand your voice, right? If I can't fucking withstand your voice within the first 5 minutes of me talking to you, I'm thinking in future sense, like, This is probably not gonna work because I'm not gonna be able to tolerate this fucking voice forever, right? Or for even a month, 2 months, however long you and I like have our situation, right? Situationship, because lately a bitch hasn't been able to get past the talking stage, so all these are situationships. I feel like nothing past like the real dating stage where like you're actually officially calling each other like boyfriend or girlfriend. I just feel like I'm in that limbo stage of what si a situationship is, where you're just kind of like, I don't know what we are, but we're talking like we're together, but we're really not together. Am I like scared to have this conversation with you? Like that fucking part, right? Situationships are the fucking worst, and I will literally get into episode about situationships if I have not already. I feel like I haven't. I probably have touched base on it, but yeah, we're definitely gonna get the fuck into situationships at a later time. However, yeah, I just feel like that is, it's like a great way to meet somebody like at a bar or whatever. But obviously, like when I did it in my early 20s, like I was pretty, I was pretty buzzed, kind of drunk at that moment. Like m drunk enough that I was coherent. Like I wasn't like blackout meeting guys like that. Like I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I met a guy that I was like fucking blackout drunk where I had no idea what I was doing. That's like uber fucking scary. So I've been in situationships where I've like been like I've met men that I've been like pretty tipsy, like drunk, and like it's went on from there. Either a one night stand progressed from it or nothing. Maybe like a couple times it's like progressed to like maybe a couple dates, but like, majority, if we're gonna like sum it the fuck up, hello, I'm like 31, fucking still single. Those situationships did not work out, obviously, for me, because hello, I'm here and we're literally talking about how fucking dating sucks. So, yeah, hello, welcome to my podcast. Yeah, so I don't know, I just feel like it's crazy. When you think about, because I feel like now I maybe I'm just not an approachable person. I literally have a resting bitch face on my like all the time, right? Obviously, smiling a lot can give you fucking wrinkles, and I am trying to look as young as I fucking feel, so I'm not trying to have that shit show on my face, okay? And people may think like I'm very, people may think I'm unapproachable, right? Some men may like really, I just, I don't know. I feel like this is like really, I feel like this is like only my experience, right? I can't speak of anybody else's experience but my own. But every time, like if I go out with my friends, right? And like, if we specifically go to a place in South Boston, right? And it's like majority of it is predominantly white. Okay, I am, if you didn't know, I'm a black woman that runs this fucking podcast. So yeah, if you didn't know, hello, welcome, I'm black. Yeah. Here I am. But whenever I go to this specific place, like, I kind of I stick out like a fucking sore thumb, It's like, and like the friends I hang out with, yes, they're white, so I really stick out a sore thumb, especially at some of these places, like in South Boston. Sometimes I go and, majority of the people there are predominantly white. Okay. So especially when I have my resting bitch face, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like some of these men just think I'm very scary or they just think I'm just not approachable. I don't know. I just feel like sitting at a place with just a fake smile just for people to approach me just seems very phony money to me, and that's just never gonna be me, right? I just feel like if me and you are in a like social setting, or like maybe if I have like one or two drinks, I'm more likely to just like, I like to observe. I feel like I told you guys this already. I like to observe areas. I'm very observant. I just like to feel out my surroundings first before I like fucking dive deep in and like be like, hey, what the fuck is up? I'm Janice. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like in situations where I'm, if I'm going out with my friends and I've had like one or two drinks, whatever. I want to feel it out. I want to feel it out. I want to see like, oh, is this going to be a situation where, you know, I'm going to be feeling, I'm going to just more gravitate towards my friends. I'm not going to want to gravitate towards anybody else, like giving anybody my time or a day of even having a conversation. Or is it going to be a situation where the vibe is really great and I'm going to make that, I'm going to make an effort to, you know, talk to somebody and, you know, do what I have to do, right? I just feel like it all depends on your surroundings. So for me, you know, when I go to these places, especially like when I'm in a place that's predominantly white, like I've had men come up to me, white men come up to me and say like they were scared to approach me or they were afraid that I was like they were not my type, so they just felt like it was going to be a waste. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, clearly like you're probably not a guy that I want to be with anyways, because for me I'm like, that's like pussy ass behavior, right? And like I feel like that's really egregious of me to be like, oh, that's pussy ass behavior. But in a sense of like, obviously I have a pussy, so, and I feel like I'm very strong and powerful. I don't mean it in that sense. I mean it more in a sense of like, you're a fucking chicken shit, right? And I feel like if a man is so fucking nervous and so scared to talk to me, then you're probably not my type. You're probably not the type of person that like, I like people that are more assertive. I like men that are more like, you know, dominant in a sense of like, I'm going to approach you. I'm going to be like, if I'm the one that approaches you, that's fine. That's different. You know what I mean? But if it's a situation where you're like, oh, I'm so scared to talk to you because, I don't know, you look so scary. Like, all right. Like, clearly, like, my, you know, the way I am, the way I'm presenting myself is clearly too much for you. So, obviously, this is not going to work out, right? I've had men say that to me that I'm like, they're like, yeah, like, I didn't, like, they ended up talking to me because of like the surrounding, and they're like, oh shit, like I really like, I've been wanting to talk to you, I just kind of was super nervous, you're kind of like, you know, I was a little intimidated, I didn't know how you were gonna react to me coming up to talk to you. Which I'm just like, bro, like I don't know who fucking says that. Like, I don't even know why I'm trying to like fart. I was literally about to pull a quote from Wayne Gretzky, I think that's his fucking name, and I don't even know why the fuck I was gonna like pull a quote from him, as if I fucking know this quote by heart, but like I know the quote I'm thinking of. It's just not coming to my mind. I'm like, you know what, this is what fucking Google is for, and I'm about to search this shit because you know, I feel like it might make sense. It might make sense if I, like, you know, say the, okay, yeah. Okay, I found it. So it's, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, okay? So, this is the, okay, I know shit about fucking, know shit about hockey, okay? But this quote always, like, hits me, right? And I'm like, all right, however the fuck you say this man's name. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to this man. I just don't know how to fucking say your last name. If I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. I don't fucking watch this shit, so whatever. Anyways, but that specific quote always resonates with me. And I'm like, all right, this dude's, like, fucking super smart. Because that is, like, you never know. Like, you never know. So, like, take your fucking chances. And I'll be more attracted to you and more, like, wanting to, like, fucking jump your fucking, your dick. Yeah. Literally wanting to jump your dick. If I just feel like confidence is everything to me, and confidence, I feel like, is so sexy, such a turn on. And, like, I feel like if you're making an approach and, like, the minute I feel like, whenever a man, let me rewind, right? Whenever a man approaches me and wants to talk to me, like, and is trying to pursue me, off the bat, number one, the fact that you came and approached me, I'm already, like, you're already piquing my interest. That's number one, right? Regardless if I'm attracted to you or not, right? You coming up to me and trying to talk to me piqued my interest, number one, right? Number two, all right, let me fill you out now. Am I attracted to you physically? Sure, maybe I'm attracted to you physically. Cool. How is the conversation going? Are we vibing? Is it very, like, are there a lot of awkward pauses? Because, like, have you ever been in a fucking situation when you're in a, Like, I feel like when you're in a bar, it's easy because you could be like, oh, the loud music, I can't hear you, so, like, I'm not going to say anything. But, like, it's awkward as fuck to just be standing next to somebody or standing with somebody and you're not having a conversation with them. It's awkward AF. Okay, let me just tell you, point blank period, that shit is awkward as fuck. Now, put that in a situation where you're like, okay, like, I just feel like if I'm, like, reaching to find, to pull a conversation, then that's, like, you know, strike number one if I'm not, like, I feel like if, strike number one is, like, if our conversation isn't flowing the way it needs to, right? And I'm not saying we need to have, like, a deep, like, fucking conversation, but at least, like, there needs to be some depth in our conversation. Like, if there's no depth in our conversation, I feel like I need to go. I need to, like, fucking Irish goodbye my ass out of there, right? Like, literally. And if no one knows what Irish goodbye is, it's literally sometimes when you're in, like, a bar setting. So if you're drinking and stuff like that and you just up and leave and you don't tell anybody, it's called an Irish goodbye, okay? And I always want an Irish goodbye of a fucking, like, conversation, especially if it's awkward as fuck like that when you're just sitting there and you're like, okay, we're literally not talking. We're standing here. I don't even know if I want to give you my number now because this is fucking awkward. Like, we're not even talking. What conversations are we conducting right now? We're not saying shit to each other, and this is awkward as fuck. You know what I mean? I guess that's, like, a pretty big con that has happened. I've been in situations where I'm, like, and you know when you're, like, with your friends and you have to mouth to them and you're like, help me, like, get me the fuck out of this situation because this is super, super fucking awkward. Yeah, those situations happen where you are, you know, in need of help and you're, you know, you have to give. And we all, as women, we all have this, right? We know the code. If you're going out with your friends, you know the face, you know the code, where it's like, all right, get me the fuck out of this situation. Like, girl, help me. Like, help me get out of here, right? It's always that, like, universal look that we all know. I don't even have, like, you just know the look. If you're a female, you just know the fucking look where it's like, get me the fuck out of here. I need to go. And I'm glad that we have these universal, you know, these universal looks that we all have, that we all know. Even if I saw, like, some random bitch, like, giving that sign, like, I'm gonna help her out. Like, women need to stick together. If you're in an awkward situation, girl, I got you. So, like, I feel like it's just nice that there are things and places that we all know that, like, I just feel like as a woman, you grow up and just having girlfriends and just being around people. If you're one of those people that don't really know, there's a universal sign, like, literally the look on your face that tells me you need to get the fuck out of there or you need me to get you out of there. Like, it's pretty universal. So if I see that shit, I'm gonna help you out, girl. And if you see somebody like that, like, help them out. And yeah. Because, you know, that could have been, you know, we all make friends. This is, like, a weird thing that we do as women. We all make friends when we're drunk and in the bathroom. So, you know, just you're cutting that bathroom part out and you're helping this girl out that, like, clearly needs the fucking help, right? It's like, I feel like we use this universal sign of, like, help me. When it comes to, like, if we're dancing, so say, like, I'm dancing with my friends and a guy, like, dances up behind me, which I fucking hate. Like, it's a nice, pleasant surprise when you turn around and it's a really hot guy that's dancing behind you. Like, that's great and dandy, but it's like, no, be an actual fucking gentleman and ask me to dance instead of, or being like, oh, like, hey, you want to dance, or strike up a fucking conversation with me and try and dance with me instead of, like, the only time, like, I can tell that you're behind me and it's, like, literal, like, predatorial, like, super predator, like, give me predator vibes, is if you're fucking up dancing behind me and all I can feel is your dick. Like, I can just, I feel your dick first before I can feel anything else of your body. Like, yeah. Okay, I know, like, it's very, I wouldn't, it is, it's, it gives me, like, predator vibes when, like, men do that shit, like, some may be trying to give off that vibe and some may not. Like, I'm not saying, like, all men, whenever they do this, this is, like, the exact same. But I just feel like, why the fuck is that your way of, like, trying to get to dance with me? Like, dancing up behind me, going dick first is, like, a little too much for me. It's, like, super fucking aggressive. And I just don't know. I feel like maybe if I was, like, drunk as fuck and, like, had cataract in my eye that I can barely fucking see and, you know, I'd be like, yeah, like, let's do it. No. You know what I mean? Like, if I had some fucked up shit in my eye, I'm drunk as fuck, can barely see, and I'm like, yeah, this is, like, the vibe, then sure. Other than that, like, no. You going dick first and mate me, like, your dick rubbing up against my fucking ass, like, is not what's gonna be like, yeah, I want to go home with this guy. Like, I want to give this guy my number. Like, no, that's not the fucking vibe. And I feel like every time that happens, whenever any guy does that, it's always, like, that's why I said it's very rare when it's an attractive guy that does that. And I'm not saying, like, you know, all the, I mean, I might be saying that, like, a good amount of, like, the not attractive guys will fucking dance up behind a girl, dick first, and start rubbing her out. Because I'm like, they're like, all right, there's nothing really, you know, I have nothing else going for me. This is it. I'm gonna just fucking go in guns a-blazing, put my dick in first, and just see if she vibes with me. Like, I feel like that is their fucking motto. That's their, like, that's what they're thinking. Like, just all this bullshit. And I'm just like, yeah, dude, that's not one, that's not the fucking vibe. Two, actually be a gentleman. Maybe, like, strike up a fucking conversation with me. If a song plays that me and you are both feeling, like, hey, do you want to dance? And if I say yes, cool, we dancing on the dance floor. If I say no, then back the fuck up and leave me the fuck alone. Like, the approach for me is not like, yeah, like, right up behind me. Like, that's not the approach, okay? So, like, I feel like when you meet somebody, it's great. Like I said, it's great when you meet somebody in person, like, at a bar or whatever. I feel like a social setting is, like, the best place to meet somebody. If you meet somebody, like, I don't know, at, like, a market or, like, a store or whatever, like, that's cool, too. I'm just talking about more, like, a social setting, like a bar or, like, a club or something. Clubs are kind of hard because it's just, like, constant music. Like, at least, like, bars are loud, but it's more people talking loud, not so much, like, music blaring so loud that you can't fucking barely hear yourself think. So yeah, I guess there's, like, I guess those are, like, the pluses. The minuses, obviously, if you just are, like, in an awkward situation where the conversations are dull and you're like, get me out of here. Yeah. it's like one of those situations. But I don't know, I just feel like it's in online too, right? Like, things I like about, like, let's jump the gun here, right? And I'm going to talk about, like, online dating, right? And, or, like, online getting to that point where you're going to, like, meet somebody and, like, go on a date or go hang out, whatever the fuck you guys are going to do, right? Whatever you decide to do with that person. I feel like it's easier to dismiss. So say, like, if me and you are talking and our conversations are very forced and it feels like every single time I talk to you, I feel like I'm pulling teeth trying to fucking have a conversation with you. Like, I can easily be like, hey, it's not gonna work, and I can exit. Instead, this is, like, kind of stops me from meeting you and, you know, all this shit. Like, it just, it helps me, like, you know, I'm dodging the bullet before I actually fucking meet you, where I'm just like, okay, this is awkward. So I guess that in a good sense is nice. When you're talking to somebody, obviously the cons are you don't know how this person is, like, in front of you, like, in person. Person could be a complete psycho, could be great online, but a complete psycho in person. Two, like, obviously they could be a dog, like, not like a physical, let me rephrase, not like a physical dog, but like a dog, like an asshole dog. And you just don't know, obviously. You just don't know, like, the vibe, because obviously you're talking online. So it's just, you can't really, really, really get a good vibe of a person sometimes, especially if you're talking via text or whatever. If you guys are like FaceTiming and doing all that stuff, you're doing like, you know, taking that initiative and like actually seeing each other on like FaceTime and shit like that, like that's great. Like, good for you. I'm happy for you. Like, you're going the right approach. Obviously, the approaches that I've been taking have not been working for me. So, like, I don't remember, like, when I, like, made that episode about, like, the fucking fish, like, leave the fish pics out of, that. I think that was, like, the last time I went on, like, the online dating journey, like, I think that was, like, my last time I decided that's the fucking vibe, that I was going, with, and yeah, it did not last long. I think I lasted maybe like 2 weeks, and then I was like over it. I think this is like kind of when I met Prince Albert. Like, I think this is kind of like when I met him. So yeah, and we all know like that shit didn't work out, and he was like a fucking weirdo. So yeah, I think that was the last interaction I had with a man online. So it was Mr. Prince Albert, and like obviously that didn't go well. I realize I still haven't released that episode that I directly talk about him. I have to do that at some point. It's literally in my queues. I don't know why I've not uploaded it yet, but yeah, it's just me talking a lot of shit about Mr. Prince Albert, you know, my little mini story. So I do have to release that episode at some point, so I will get on that, you know. But yeah, I feel like, you know, the whole online dating thing, I like it in a sense, like, you kind of get to know a person in a sense, like, there's no pressure of, you know, being in front of them, like, you know, you're kind of behind a, not really a computer screen, but you're behind a phone, and you're saying what you want to say, and like, if you're a really shy person, this is kind of helpful a little bit, because then you can kind of be who you, like, you can kind of be yourself, and I'm not saying be who you want to be, but be, like, be yourself in that sense, where it's, like, there's no pressure in that sense. Like, if you're on a date, I'm sitting in front of you, there's a shit ton of pressure, because I could say something stupid, I could talk and spit could be coming out of my mouth. Like, anything crazy can be happening in a matter of me, like, sitting in front of you and, like, having a full-blown conversation, right? All of that shit can happen. But I don't know. I just, online dating, I feel like, obviously, because that's been such a move now. Like, I feel like dating online is more of a move than meeting somebody in, like, a bar setting or meeting somebody. Like, it happens. And I feel like the other job that I have, like, that reffing job, like, the one I was telling you guys about, that's more of a social, like, the settings that we're in are more social. So I feel like that's, I guess it's easier in that way of, like, in my sense, I don't, like, put, like, pleasure and business together. So, like, if I'm in work mode, like, I'm not thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm gonna get in this guy's pants. Like, I knew people that were like that. Like, I used to have people that I used to work with, and they used to, like, fuck the players, like, even, like, fuck co-workers, like, they just didn't give a fuck. And for me, I just feel like there's just, like, a weird line, and especially, I feel like it's okay, I'm, like, getting super sidetracked, but I feel like it's okay when, like, their season is over and you want to fuck them. Like, do what you gotta do. I'm never gonna shame a person. I'm like, girl, get your dick, like, get that dick, girl, like, I'm all about it. However, I feel like if you're in the middle of a season and you're fucking somebody and people find out that you're fucking somebody, people can think you're a little biased while you're reffing and may not trust you as a ref. And then, or like if you fuck like a coworker and say, God forbid, like the sex sucked or it was awkward and you never want to see this person again, you fucking have trainings with this person now. Work events, the person's going to be there. It's just awkward. You know what I mean? Like, that's a no for me, but like, those are the only, like, I guess, social settings that I've been in lately that I could see possibly finding somebody that has something in common with me, because I'm a big sports person. So, like, you know, I like to be really active. So if I found somebody in those, like, social settings and then, like, went off of that, like, that would be nice. So, like, that, I feel like for me, it's only for me. Like, I feel like that social setting makes more sense because, like, that's how I would more meet people on the outside than in the bar setting. Like I said, I go to, when I go to these, like, when I go to South Boston in Massachusetts, like, most of the place we go are predominantly white. Sometimes I'm not saying, like, I have nothing against that. I'm just saying, like, it's a little difficult that, you know, a lot of, you know, some white men that I've interacted with are very, like, intimidated. Some of them are intimidated because they think, I don't know, I'm a scary black chick. I don't fucking know. But I'm like, they're very intimidated by me. So sometimes I'm not really easily approached as much as, like, maybe my other friends that are just like, hey, like, I'm just like, whatever. I'm sorry, a bitch is not trying to have wrinkles. If I want to have, like, a straightforward face, I will. And then, like, most of the time when I go out anyways, I'm not looking to get dick. Like, I'm really not. Like, that's not my main. I feel like that's not, like, my main focus. Like, whenever I go out with my friends, like, I'm more there to enjoy time with my friends. And, like, if a guy, like, ends up coming while we're together, that's fine. But I would never, like, up and leave my friends for some dick. Like, I would never do that. Unless it was, like, understanding or they were more pushing me to get this dick, whatever. You know. That's fine. Other than that, like, I'm never gonna be like, all right, peace out, I'm gonna get dick. Like, I had friends that did that to me. Like, literally was supposed to be a girls' night, up and fucking left me to get some dick, and I was just like, okay, I guess I'm going home then. Bye. Bye, everybody. Like, I don't like shit like that. Like, if I'm going out, normally majority of the time if I'm going out with, like, my friends and stuff, I'm normally going out to just have a good time with my friends. If I get a boy at the end of the night and it just so happens to happen that way, that's a win fucking for me. But if that doesn't happen, that's okay. I just had a great fucking time with my friends. So yeah, that's why I feel like more of online dating, I feel like, is more the thing now. I wish how it was in my early 20s. I wish it was kind of like that. Like, I just wish, like, the whole, like, I don't know. I feel like when you're in your 30s and the whole bar thing, I don't know. You get a mixture of people who you fucking meet anyways. Like, I may meet a guy and he's like 24. I'm like, I'm 31, you're 24. There's not a lot we have in common. I'm not, like, trying to say, like, you know, anything along that, but, like, you know, we may not have a strike about a conversation as well as I would with, you know. Like, when you go to, like, when I go to a bar, right? I just don't know what type of guy, like, I'm gonna be approached by or, you know, I'm gonna interact with. So it's like, it's a hit or fucking miss. And, you know, sometimes, like, drunk goggles are a real motherfucking thing and they can make you think, like, you're talking to, like, you know, Michael B. Jordan or, like, Brad Pitt or something. You feel like you're talking to that and you're, like, not. You're like talking to a guy that looks like a fucking toe. So, you know, it's like shit's real sometimes. Sometimes, like, you know, meeting somebody in person is not always like the greatest. Like, meeting somebody in, like, a social setting, you know, especially when, you know, you've had a couple to drink. Beer goggles, liquor goggles are like playing a big fucking role. Yeah, you know? That can also be a downfall of, you know, doing the whole in-person thing. I feel like, I don't know, online is more pushed. Online dating is more pushed now than anything, right? That's why you see all, when you, like, when you go on TV, like, fucking flipping channels through TV, right? And you see commercials, right? You're starting to see commercials a lot now for more online dating websites than you did before. Like, you used to see them before, like, you would see, like, eHarmony or Match.com and shit. Like, you would see stuff like that. And those are more, like, paying apps and shit like that. I think I did Match for, like, maybe a month. Did not work out for me. I think I had, like, some free trial shit, or I was, like, gonna do, like, a month or 2 weeks free, and then I was gonna pay for the month. Y'all, I paid 1 month. It was a waste of fucking money. I just, for me, Match just didn't work for me. I mean, other people have had plenty success for store success stories. I'm not one of them, obviously. And yeah, it's, like, not for me, but I just feel like lately that's just been more of the push. I feel like Tinder and, you know, everybody's just pushing all these, like, online dating apps out now. Like, there's so many different type of online dating apps, like so many, like such a variety of like what you're actually looking for. So I feel like that's why everybody keeps pushing more of the online dating. I feel like that's why online dating is more, I don't know, it's more normal. It's normalized more now than like fucking actually going out somewhere, being in a social setting and meeting somebody and like hitting it off. Like, I feel like you're more likely to match somebody on fucking Tinder or Bumble than like meet somebody like fucking amazing in person. Like, it's very, I'm not saying it's doesn't happen, it's just very it's very slim. The slim chances of that happening are very like, yeah, they're very slim. If you have better success stories than me, like, bravo to you. But to like me and like majority of my friends that have met like men in like, I don't know, outdoor setting, it just hasn't really worked out, or their intentions weren't clear, or their intentions were, I just want to like fuck this chick and I don't want anything more than for me to like fucking slip my dick in her fucking vagine. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm thinking about. That's all I want. So you just like don't really, I mean, you don't know anybody's intentions online either. I feel like it's like, it's a weird, you know, if you're a guy that listens to my podcast, I'm sorry, but men ain't shit. Like, some of them ain't shit. Some of them have like weird intentions of going in there. And I'm not saying women don't have this like bad intentions when they're going into shit, but you never know. You don't know if I'm talking to a dude and I'm like, all right, I really want this to be somebody that I want to potentially be with, or this is going to be a dude that I'm probably going to fuck for 2 minutes and I'm going to probably go home and regret that I even fucking went and met up with this dude, right? It's like a two pump chump and then like fucking did nothing for me. And I was like, yeah, like I really like talking to him, but all he wanted to do was just fuck me and like butter me up to just have sex with me, right? It's just, it's like one of those things. It's so difficult to navigate, like, especially in like the dating world. It's so fucking difficult to navigate. And I'm telling you, the older you get, it's not like it does not get easier. It does not get better. It gets more complicated than anything, because some men that you want to date that are your age think that they're still like in their early 20s. And some men, some young men are like looking for somebody like more mature, or they're just looking for whatever. I guess I'm in that range of more mature, I guess. 31, whoopty fucking two to me. Like, that doesn't make me really feel that great, but I guess. But being in those type of, I guess, on that list, it's just like, you know, when you have like the younger guys, that's why sometimes too, it's like when I talk to guys sometimes and I'm at like a bar, like I would say probably a couple weeks ago, I met mutual guy friends of one of my girlfriends and stuff. And, well, I met her guy friends. I shouldn't say mutual. Well, we're cool now, but, when I met them, like two of them were my age and like one of them, I think was like 29 or something. So they were fairly closer to my age than my other friends that bring around dudes that are like 26, 25, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, certain things I feel like you want to date somebody around your age because I feel like you feel like you're going to relate to them in that sense. Or like somebody that's older, you feel like the maturity level is going to be there. Sometimes it's not. I mean, you know, 75% it's not, 25% it's sometimes there, because sometimes we look and we're like, oh yeah, because he's older, he's gonna be more mature. No, bitch, no, okay? So that's why, like, it's crazy, and I feel like, obviously, when I go on, like, online dating and stuff, and I have to, like, adjust the age, because, like, you know, when I used to do, you know, Tinder and stuff, like, I was very active on Tinder in, like, my early 20s and my mid 20s was very, very active on Tinder and stuff. And I didn't use Tinder as a dating site. I use it more of like, I use it for what Tinder was. Tinder was a hookup site. I used it more for that aspect than I did for, if I'm going to be completely fucking honest, I wasn't on Tinder looking for like my soulmate. I wasn't. I feel like maybe more in like my mid 20s, close to my late 20s, I was more on these websites to kind of see if I can find a connection with somebody. But I would say, like, my early 20s to my mid 20s, no. I was strictly looking for dick. Got the dick. Some satisfied me, some did not. Some was wasting my fucking time, some were not, you know? But I don't know. It's tough. That's why I feel like at this point, I'm so enjoying being by myself and so enjoying just not doing, like, having to not even answer. You don't really have to answer to anybody when you're with them, but, like, having to worry about somebody else or having to, you know, whatever. All I think about and worry about is my fucking self and my happiness, and that's about it. And that's, like, all I want to handle right now. I don't need to handle somebody else's happiness or somebody else's anything. I'm like, selfishly thinking about myself and only myself at this point, not anything else. I feel like I was just, like, thinking about it. I'm sitting in bed and kind of thinking about it. I'm like, wow, like, the whole fucking how it's so odd now to just meet somebody. I feel like at my age now, it's so odd now meeting somebody in person and, like, connecting with them, like, right away, like, not online or anything, just, like, meeting them naturally. If pigs could fly type of scenario. Like, I feel like that's where my odds are when it comes to meeting somebody, like, genuinely in person, like, naturally in person, rather than, like, I talk to you a little bit online and, like, let's meet up or something. Like, it's a little different than that, right? So, I don't know. I enjoy meeting people in person, but, like, right now the vibe is so like online dating, like Tinder, Bumble, all that bullshit. I feel Hinge. Don't even get me about Hinge. I fucking hate Hinge. But, you know, the fucking app that it's meant to delete. No, bitch, it's meant to delete because it's garbage. It's a garbage app. Like, I maybe know two people that had success stories on Hinge. Other than that, it's just, like, weird. And now they have a fucking, like, not to go on a weird Hinge tangent, but here I am and here I go. They have, like, a new feature, and they can record things, like, I think women can do it too. I don't know because I have not tried this feature. I just have seen other people do it. Like, I first saw it on TikTok that they were doing this thing where you could, like, actually say something on it and, you know, like, people can hear your voice, get a bit of your personality, blah, blah, blah. The aspect of it makes sense, but in another sense, I'm just like, ugh, no. They had this update for the longest time, and I'm gonna get back onto my other stuff, but I feel like this is, like, relevant now. But Hinge has had this for a while, and everybody that I've matched with on Hinge, because I still have Hinge up, whatever, like, even though I'm not active on it, I still get, like, matches and all that shit. And even though I'm not actively on it, but I still check it from time to time, I was, like, I couldn't find anybody that I was matching with that did, like, a voice thing. So I was so disappointed. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I see everybody, like, on TikTok, and, like, I'll see it on Instagram that people are finding all these people that are talking. I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I find somebody? Y'all, I don't know what the fuck happened, but all of a sudden I just started getting, like, I was matching with these, like, these guys were matching with me. I wasn't matching with them, but these guys were matching me, and they had, like, the little voice note, so obviously my fucking nosy ass is, like, trying to look. This dude was, like, a little bit about me, and literally was saying this whole fucking R&B song, and I don't even remember what it was. This is this white kid that was singing the song. Didn't even look, like, you know when, like, you see people that sing, and their voice, and you're just like, that's your voice? And you're, like, so blown away by it. Like, one of my, like, really, really favorite songs is, like, an old school song. I'm not gonna play it because it's, like, copyright, whatever, but trying to figure out. But anyways, when I look at, okay, so it's a very soulful song. I don't know why. You know, I feel like whenever I record, I always, forget sometimes, like songs just don't pop up to me as like, as much as like, I don't know. I wouldn't say song. I mean, I would say things don't pop up as much as I would like them to. Like, if I'm thinking about shit, if I'm talking to you guys and I'm thinking about stuff, I'm like, wait, what was that? I was like, what was that song that, like, I was thinking of or whatever? And I don't know. But the song just popped in my head as I was, like, telling this fucking random tangent of me saying, like, oh, you know that time when, like, you're thinking about something and it's on the tip of your tongue and you just can't think about it? Yeah, I just fucking remember it as I was looking at it. But it's Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love, okay? Now, y'all, when you see this man, he's, like, very, like, kind of reminds me of, like, a weird-looking Corey Matthews from, like, Boy Meets World. His, like, curly fro hair. I believe he's Jewish. He's, like, very, like, nerdy-looking, and his voice is so fucking soulful, and it's by far one of my favorite songs. If you ever, like, want to listen to it, it's Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. Okay. So you look at him and you hear the fucking song and you're like, holy shit, why, like the face and the song, like the face and the voice just don't match up. This was this kid. His voice wasn't that bad, but it just threw me the fuck off. I'm like, I can't. I mean, I've dated a singer before and that was a whole fucking experience within itself. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this again. I'm triggered. But yeah, that's like, I just started hitting the mother load and I just started finding them. But like, that's the only reason why I'm keeping Hinge now, because I just think this feature is just so fucking ridiculous and it just makes me laugh. Like, when I need a good laugh, that's like fucking what I'll do, is go on fucking Hinge and just like find a person that has like a voice note and just listen to their voice note. Some of them are fucking weird. I had like the guy serenading was like, threw me the fuck off, because just voice and face just did not go together, and I was like so thrown off by it. And our features, like I said, features, our interests were not the same. Obviously our features are different because he's a white guy and I'm a black woman, but I meant to say our interests aren't the same. Like, we weren't on the same level in that sense. So yeah, but that's another, aside from him, like, you know, sounding decent, yeah, I just wasn't about that life. But yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I just feel like online dating is more pushed than like meeting somebody in person, and like, I'm like, can we bring this back? I want to bring this back into my early 20s, like meet people and not like meet people that are, one, intimidated by me, or two, are fucking, I don't stick out like a sore thumb. Like, maybe that's on me, like, bitch, go somewhere else. It sticks in minds because that's where my friends want to go, but, you know, they're like, go somewhere else, bitch. Be like, I like to go somewhere where I'm like, I'm not the token. Sometimes that sucks, to be the token places, but yeah. It doesn't always help me in situations, so, you know, if I go to, like, South Boston and stuff like that, I know it's gonna be, like, a girl's night out. It's not gonna be a night that I'm like, gonna find somebody. Like, that's how I know. But, yeah. I have a friend that, like, when we go out and stuff, like, she is always, like, ready to go. Like, she's always like ready for the party. Like, I'm ready to tap out by like 12 and be like, I want to go home. She's like, nah. I'm like, I'm ready. And like, she always finds somebody to make out with, and I'm like, girl, I wish. She's also younger than me, so I'm like, girl, do you, have fun, do it up, like, I'm living for this, whatever. But it's like, you know, that's great because she can find that, but like her, it's, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. She meets these guys in person. It's, like, kind of the similar shit. You meet these guys in person, and, like, it's like a very slight chance that it's gonna go more than what that night was, right? Whereas like sometimes when you're online dating, you're getting to know this person. Yes, you are potentially gonna meet up with this person, but I don't know. It's like I feel like online dating is more pushed upon than like meeting people the old-fashioned way, I guess. So it's weird. It's weird. I just feel like the online dating agenda is like more being pushed than like, hey, actually meet somebody in fucking person and meet somebody at a bar and meet somebody in a social setting. Or if you are like playing adult sports, meet somebody in that type of setting that has similar interests in you. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. So I don't know. I just feel like on that, like my final thoughts are as much as I think, you know, meeting somebody in person, because you kind of get that whole, like, you're not getting catfished, you know, you're not getting all that stuff. Like, meeting somebody in person and interacting with them can be great. Obviously, you cannot, because you're meeting them for, like, if you hit it off, like, really great the first time you meet, and then it pursues to something, that's awesome. But, like, you know, you always get that situation where, you know, you never know, and especially where you're at, like, areas that you're at. Like, I know in Massachusetts, there's not, like, South Boston is just not my jam of, like, places I'm gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna definitely meet a man here. Like, I don't think those things. But, you know, I wish it was more, like, that was more persistent with, like, how it was my earlier years. If I wasn't, like, in my earlier years, I was more looking for dick. I wasn't really looking for a relationship like that. But if it's situations where it's, like, you know, now that I'm older, like, yes, I'm still looking for dick, but, like, I would appreciate a relationship. If it works out for me, sure, that's great. That's fantastic. But, you know, other than that, like, if dick is what I'm getting so far, then dick is what I'm getting. Like, I'm not too worried. And, like, a bitch got vibrators, so it's not like I really need an actual physical dick to, like, a dick attached to an actual body for me to get what I need. Like, I can always help myself out, so that's not a big deal. But I'm just saying, like, it's just online dating, I just wish online dating wasn't so pushed and so more the new normal than fucking than meeting somebody in person just naturally, like organically meeting somebody in person than meeting somebody online. I just feel like online dating is more the normal than meeting, like meeting somebody in person is like a dime a dozen. Like it's like it rarely happens. Like it rarely happens. So that's why, like, you know, maybe it'll be that one time I meet somebody in person that it fucking works out, but like online dating right now is not going the way I wanted to go, or was going the way I wanted to go. That's why I'm like, hence why I'm not really doing much. I'm just kind of like hanging out and enjoying it. Like I'm enjoying my single self. I'm not really like, oh my God, I need a man. Like I don't think shit like that, but I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to be completely honest, like I wish it was, you know, meeting people in person and doing all that shit was more like pushed than online dating. I just feel like online dating is like taking over meeting people the natural way. So I was just little random thoughts that I think about, and I'm like, you know, I feel like people out there like may think the same way that I do, like think that, you know, being, you know, the online dating, how like much of like, I just feel like it's just being thrown down my throat that I just need to be online and finding a man instead of, like, naturally, you know. So, like, the pros and cons for both, like I said, you can either be, like, and for meeting somebody on, like, a dating app, like, them ghosting you, one, them not looking how they look. That's why, like, I'm like, when people are just like, oh, like, it's extreme to ask somebody for their picture and it's extreme to, like, you know, I know the whole, like, asking somebody for their Snapchat or whatever. I feel like the first, like, couple times me and you talk, like, I need to see a picture of you. And that picture of you, that looks fucking realistic. Okay? So, if I have to be, like, a weirdo and be like, put up a sign and say, hey, Janice, with you there, so I can figure out that that's you and not, like, a catfish or something or using some random D-list actor and using his pictures and pretending it's you? Like, no. Not saying that that's happened to me, because, no. But I'm just saying that shit does happen. Like, it happens to people. So, you know, even though, like, online dating is heavily, heavily fucking pushed, you know, I would like a little, you know, natural meeting of somebody. But, you know, we'll see. I'll update y'all. It probably ain't gonna happen, but, but yeah, that's my little stance on online dating versus, like, meeting somebody actually in person the natural way. Obviously, I stand more the natural way, but, you know, the way society, you gotta kind of go up with the ages. Right now, online dating is a thing, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm gonna give up on it forever, but as of right now, that's just not, it just hasn't been working out for me as well as I wanted to, and I'm just meeting the worst of the worst, so... on that note, on this note for real, I'm going to end this episode. I hope everyone out there is having an amazing day, amazing week. And when you guys get this episode, it's going to be Sunday. So I hope you guys have a nice Sunday fun day. I know I the fuck am. I'm already like, you know, I'm already a couple hours before. I'm going to get myself ready. I'm going to pregame and I'm going to have a good fucking time with my girls. I'm not going to South Boston though. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen today. So. Sky's the fucking limit, guys. Sky's the fucking limit. But have a good rest of your week, guys. I love you. Mwah.